back to California to Sam. Sam, how can I help you?
I had a question. I've heard other, like, you know, different religions say they pray in the closets in the Bible. I was never accustomed to that. I think I've seen it before in the Bible, and I think there's also like a movie of a lady who cleared her whole closet out to use that closet as prayer. So what do you comment on that? Because I never have done that before.
Well, it's a both and, not an either or, Sam. Obviously, personal private prayer, a life of piety, a prayer life of depth and substance is the calling of every Christian. Every adult Christian, and I would say beginning early on in childhood, at age-appropriate levels, every adult for certain should have a prayer life of depth and substance. Now, that prayer life will involve communal prayer, prayer we do together as a community. Jesus tells us where two or three are gathered in his name, that he is present, and he calls us to pray in community. And so there should be many acts of public worship. The most important prayers we do are the sacramental life that Jesus left us, because Jesus founded a church and he is the origin of all seven sacraments. That's a privileged way that Christ is present with us through the sacramental celebrations appropriate to the various aspects of life, the most important of which, the source and summit of which, is our Eucharistic celebration. So we pray in communion at the appropriate times, and that's part of our daily prayer. But also part of every Christian's daily prayer should be mental prayer, times of meditation, times of personal devotion, and that is often done by oneself. Now, I try to do it in front of the Blessed Sacrament as much as I can, though I can't always be in front of the Blessed Sacrament because of my schedule. So sometimes it's done in the privacy of my office or the privacy of my rooms that I live in, because that's necessary for my own meditation, my own piety. But there's nothing wrong with a good part of our daily prayer life being that way. Obviously, we don't pray to show off. That's what Jesus was condemning when he was praying for those who just did it for public, applause. Of course, he lived in a much healthier era when public prayer would be applauded. Nowadays, if you pray publicly, you'll probably be castigated if they don't throw rotten tomatoes at you. So, it was a much healthier time that even the pagans understood the importance of public prayer back in the time of Jesus. So, praying in public, it doesn't have the same dangers of being doing it for the wrong reasons as it did in the days of old. But what he was getting at is don't pray to be seen, pray to pray, pray to commune with God. But it's supposed to be done both communally and personally.
Okay. So, I mean, just closing your door to your room is good enough. You don't have to go in your closet.
No, don't take literally that thing about going in the closet. The fathers of the church saw that as talking about going into the inner sanctum of your heart, of your conscience, of the inner person, and where you commune with God, because God dwells with us. But remember, Sam, a very powerful way of doing personal prayer is with the Lord in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. So, you should pray, if you can, in front of the Blessed Sacrament when you're communing with Jesus in this most beautiful way, as he's bodily, physically present in the Blessed Sacrament.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call.